talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, giving out a free designer t-shirt. The third caller today, designed by Crute himself. Crute himself. We just saw Pope Francis wrap up a successful trip to Iraq to support beleaguered Christians in Iraq. He prayed in churches that were ruined by ISIS, where ISIS committed genocide against Christians. He met with the Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. He's the head Shiite cleric. Islam is divided into Shiites and Sunnis principally. There are a few other splinter groups. Shiites believe that when the prophet passed away, his grandson should have taken over. Sunnis believe that his son-in-law should have taken over, which is what happened. And as a result, 90% of the world are Sunni Muslims of the Muslim community and 10% Shiites, and they're constantly fighting over that. In any event, he met with al-Sistani, and al-Sistani said something very important. He said that all people deserve to live in peace. Now, you might think that's not all that remarkable. If you walk down State Street, a cup of coffee in your hand, you go up to a guy and you go, I think all people should live in peace. You go, yeah, right on, brother. But that's a very big deal over there for the head guy, the head religious guy, to say that what it means is that Christians should not be slaughtered. And what Pope Francis did was he brought a message of peace and reconciliation. But here is the sad fact. Prior to ISIS, there were 1.5 million Christians in Iraq, 1.5 million. And there are different sects over, the Chaldean Christians and the Coptics in Egypt, and they're all, slightly different from a lot of what you're familiar with, but it's really the same thing. As a result of ISIS, 1.2 of them disappeared, 1.2 million. Many emigrated, they just got out. Rest were slaughtered. They go into churches and they butcher everybody in the church. But the remaining Christians there, 300,000 of them, reporters who went up to them, man on the street type thing, when Pope Francis was there, they all said they want to get out. They all want to emigrate. Because all that needs to change is a change in leadership from al-Sistani to someone else. And that's the Shiite side. ISIS were Sunnis, and there is an unrelenting jihadist urge among Sunnis to simply view anybody a different religion as an apostate, and the extreme people would kill them. This is something I've said before, but American immigration policy has got to wake up. We should give preference to Christians and others from the Middle East who are being targeted for genocide for their religion and race. And not keep giving preference to people, or at least taking in people who are simply economic refugees or war refugees because their culture started this war and are really part of the culture that is committing the genocide. That has got to seep into the decision makers in this country, and it's got to seep in really quick, really, really quick. Okay, well, it was a dangerous trip for Pope Francis to make. I'm glad he made it. I think it'll have dividends of peace. But the plight of the people over there who are of these minority religions is very, very precarious. Going back to the United States, Biden is showing his chops. Biden fired a Trump-appointed lawyer who wouldn't resign. This takes a lot of guts. But what's customary when somebody comes in a new president. He replaces all the U.S. attorneys in the country, and Biden's doing that. But he also replaces the general counsels of a lot of the agencies. You want somebody in there who is following your program, not the Trump program, the Biden program. And a woman, Sharon Gustafson, general counsel of the EEOC. The EEOC enforces discrimination cases, discrimination rules. You do not want a Trump appointee in there if you take a look at what Trump said about this. So Biden had somebody from his chief of staff's office go up and say to Sharon Gustafson, well, thanks for your service, and don't let the door hit you on the way out. She said, drop dead. I'm not resigning. She serves at will. She has no option. Letting her resign was a courtesy. Everybody does it, because then on her resume, and then when she applies for other work, which presumably will be in Republican organizations, she will say, I resigned. I wasn't fired. I resigned. I didn't like the new drift of the new administration. She looked like a champion. Here it is. She's fired. He said, get out of here. And if she won't go, they'll have to send the sheriff, somebody, carry her out by her wrists and her ankles and her stuff and put them on the sidewalk. This is very poor. This is very poor. It's like this Louis DeJoy, the postmaster, who frankly belongs in front of a grand jury. This guy destroyed the sorting machines. Insolently, he sits in front of Congress and he goes, you can't fire me. Well, yes, you can fire him. You can fire him by having the directors of the post office fire him. What he's saying is you can't get to me directly. And Trump and Biden went, oh, really? And that day he appointed three new directors. And they will fire him so fast. They'll fire him so fast he'll got to run out of the office. These guys got to get weeded out. You know, the procedure is you call them up and tell them to resign. They won't resign. You got to fire them. You can't have a Trump administration, moles, trolls, sleeper cells in there hurting the government. You cannot have that. You cannot have that. Speaking of a mole, troll, and sleeper cell, Ted Cruz, half man, half lizard from Texas. What did he just do? He put a hold on William Burns, who is Biden's appointee to head the CIA. He put a hold on him. The Senate Intel Committee unanimously approved him, all Republicans and all Democrats. Because the senators have a pretty big idea of themselves. They all think they are Cicero in the Roman Senate in a toga and a garland in their hair, eating grapes and drinking wine and being tended to, that they're a big deal. They're not a big deal. So they have a rule that says anybody can hold up anything. One guy sticks up his finger. No, I put a hold on him. They did change the rules so that they can only put a hold on him for 30 hours. One time you could do it for a long, long time. And it required 60 votes to overturn it. The CIA is an important agency. It's demoralized under Trump. He attacked it, said he liked Putin, trusted Putin, didn't trust the CIA. Try to start a criminal investigation against the CIA, against the CIA. Trump didn't start a criminal investigation against the KGB. He didn't do that, but against the CIA and the FBI. Now, Cruz is part of that attack on the CIA. His ostensible reason was that there is this Russian pipeline going into Europe. Some of our NATO allies want to deal with it. The United States doesn't. Biden has put very, very strong pressure on them not to do it. Trump had no leverage with them because he called them up and insulted them and was pro-Russian. And Cruz is going, well, Biden's not doing enough. Hey, Cruz, the reason it's there is because of Trump, Cruz. Trump said your father was in on the assassination of JFK and your wife is no good, and you kissed his derriere and you put on a phone bank for him. That's the kind of man you are. And now you're going, I'm going to blame Biden for what Trump did on the pipeline? I don't think so. Anyway, this hold should only be temporary. It will hold it up, however, and the morale of the CIA has got to be restored, and William Burns is one of the most qualified people in the government to do it by experience. He was unanimously approved in the Senate Intel Committee, all Republicans and all Democrats. All Republicans and all Democrats. And the lizard man from Texas, Cancun man, man who sent wife sent out emails to their friends going, hey, it's warm down in Cancun, especially at the Ritz-Carlton. They have good food at the Ritz-Carlton. We're going to go down. Why don't you join us? You know, a 10-year-old kid froze to death. I mean, seriously, froze to death in Texas. Froze to death. They go down to Cancun. This guy doesn't care about anything. Cruz doesn't. He doesn't care about the United States. You know, Cruz wasn't born in the United States. He was born in Canada. His father was Cuban. I have no idea why they let him run for president. Because his wife was from Delaware. His mother was from Delaware. So he goes, well, then I'm a natural born. No, you're not natural born. You're born in Canada and your father's Cuban. Give me a break. You're no good. You're no damn good. Going to a break. There are people on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to the lines right away after the break. Luke is forcing me to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.